realms of Senate.
All right, initiatives. I do not have them from last time on Maeve or Grungar.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Grungar gets a 19 for initiative.
I don't know what mine was, so I guess I'll re-roll it. Also, I don't feel like getting my dice out, so I'm going to use these crappy ones. Yay!
Your name's Stoned.
Question mark?
So that's a 17.
Okay, Grungar, you can go first.
So what are we dealing with here? Big elephant? What's the thing next to it? There's a...
Can you mark this thing?
No, there's another creature right to the left of the elephant.
Oh, there's two skeletons riding on it, but it's kind of hard to hit them with ranged at the moment because they're like between the elephant and the ceiling.
Yeah, there's like this weird black section right there. So I can't even see the second skeleton.
Yeah, they're just on the other side of the token, like here. I don't know if you can see my marker in the black or not, but...
Yeah, I can see it in the black. Oh, that is quite a distance away. Grungar is going to move up as he can. All right, about 30 feet there. He's going to throw a javelin at the elephant.
Okay.
And he drops his greatsword to do so. I think, actually, you can hold a greatsword with one hand, right?
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to drop it per se. You don't want it to get sandy.
Yeah, I could probably hold it with one hand and throw a javelin with another.
By the way, this is difficult terrain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is there a way around it?
What, the sand?
Oh, the entire sand is difficult terrain.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I think this is exactly 30 feet between Grungar and the elephant, right?
It's pretty close, yeah.
Okay, so there's no penalties on the javelin.
No, there's not.
Okay, so he's just going to throw the javelin then. That is a 26 to hit.
That's definitely a hit. Oh yeah, the AC's not displayed automatically on this.
Yeah, I noticed I couldn't set the AC on my own token either. Option isn't there anymore.
Your AC's 21, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it is in your info. You just have to right-click your token and go to Clash! Exclamation point view info, and then it'll bring up your stuff.
Right-click, Clash. Mm-hmm. I see copy, attach, accessibility, align, and market.
Oh, so you can't. I wonder. I'll look at the permissions on that. But what was your damage?
Did we rest at all during the last session, the one that I wasn't at?
Short rest,
yes.
I think.
Yes, we fed everybody, right?
So we haven't long rested since we came into this dungeon.
Yeah, I think it was just a short rest and a cooking session.
Okay, so...
I love how Lee does me. We fed everybody. We had food, Grungar.
Grungar is going to throw in a Divine Smite with the damage.
I think that's melee attacks only.
Oh, is it?
Hold on. I believe so.
Oh, it is. When you hit a creature with a melee weapon attack.
I mean, I guess you could argue that a javelin is a melee weapon.
I was thinking that, but I don't know if that's what they mean. If they mean a melee weapon or a melee weapon attack.
Yeah, they put attack on there.
Okay, so that's going to be 6 piercing damage then.
Now, is this a magical javelin?
No, it's just a regular javelin. That would be Gungar's turn.
Maeve.
So I believe Alita just handed me a hand axe. So would I have a chance to stow that and pull out my rapier?
Yes.
Why do I have a light bulb? I don't have any bright ideas.
Well, it's your turn. So the light bulb, I guess, signifies that. I also like centered my camera on you. It was interesting.
That's interesting. I don't know why I would want my rapier, actually, now that I think about it. I want to delete that, go back and pull out my bow instead, because fuck that, man. I'm not going through the sand and wear my sandals.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah, that's a hit.
I didn't math yet, but I'm not complaining. So a short bow is 1d6? Yes. 13 damage. Yes, magical.
Gotcha.
Is it dark enough in here that I could go hide behind this closest column?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't move my thing now. Or maybe this thing's just on a severe delay.
I can't figure out how to change mine from 4.
Oh, I'll do it. Apparently, I have to fix the permission so you can see the editing area. What's your hit points?
59.
And what's your AC?
16. So this says gotcha. I'm 47 out of 59. I guess, yeah, we probably took damage after our short rest, huh?
Yeah. I think that after the short rest is when you fought the funnel heads. You said 15 what now? Sorry, I have to do it again.
59 is okay. 47 out of 59.
And then 47. Okay. How come players can't? Wonder if you can now. What was that other role for Maeve?
Hide. It's a 13.
Hide's a 13. Okay. Is that your turn then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, What's the speed on this thing? Okay, it just double moved, and I think it's range. Yep, okay, so it gets to do an attack on Grungar for 16 as a mess in the charge. Oh, it only gets attacked once because it did a charge. Okay, that puts Alita up.
So I actually want to go back up and try and destroy the elephant guts that were up there.
So, okay, yeah. I actually deleted that part of the map already, so we can't physically do it on here, but
I'm just kind of pretend
you go up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you're going to hop up there and do the things.
Okay, so is this like a glass table? So it was like a coffee table or something? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, just go up there and you start beating it with your staff or spear or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
24.
You don't think it's...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you hit it. Yeah, yeah. You're pretty good at hitting tables. You've been doing it all your life, I guess. I don't know.
There's one thing I've done in this life. I've slapped a table.
It doesn't seem to have any effect on the elephant. You still hear its trumpet going off down... just below you.
Okay, but I mean...
You feel better, though.
I still want to destroy it. Like, I don't know. Should I, like, be setting it on fire? Can I do?
So Alita shouts down through the hole, hey, should I set this place on fire?
Well, I mean, just this part.
Put it in one of those cubicles to contain the fire.
Okay. So now I'm, like, hefting the whole coffee table to a cubicle. Almost there.
Okay, so you're dragging the table somewhere. That'll probably be your turn if okay. That's actually what you're doing. Okay. All right, Skeleton is going to try to take a shot at Grungar. Grungar, roll me a percentile die. Let me figure out what the amount's going to be with this roll. Oh, it's going to be a miss anyway. So it's going to be a 17.
What does the percentile do?
To determine if he falls off the elephant as he's taking a shot. What'd you get for your percentile?
51.
51. No, he manages to stay on.
Did he hit his head?
Basically. George is up. See, 5, 10, 15, 20. Then it's going to be Amir, Astute. Okay, let me do the next shot. The other skeleton's going to also shoot at Grungar. All right, go ahead and roll it again. Grungar, percentile die.
5.
Okay, yes. The skeleton falls off and is now on the field, on the ground, prone.
That's what we call physics.
Okay, George is going to be up, Amir. Go ahead, Wiley.
Question. If I throw a spell with a 5-foot AoE, will I hit any of the skeletons if I hit the mummified war elephant?
5-foot AoE should hit at least one.
Because there's a bunch of them on there, right?
There's two.
Two.
Okay. One just fell off. But a 5-foot AoE doesn't cover the whole elephant, unless it's like creature, 5 foot from the creature.
Well, it's ice knife as I was thinking of throwing. One creature within range, make an attack range spell against the target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 piercing damage. Hit or miss, the shard then explodes. The target and each creature within 5 feet of it.
Okay, then yeah, all the skeletons get hit.
Okay, well then that's what I'll do. I'll say, yo man, you need to chill. And I'll fling a second level ice knife and I will roll that. That's awesome. I got a nat 20.
That is a hit.
As you can see in the other Discord, my rolls show up there. So I'm going to do 2d10 to the elephant and then I'll do 3d6 to everything. So, ooh, that's 19 damage to the elephant and then 2d6. And then every level above is d6, so 3d6. I'm trying to see if there's a save for that. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I cast spell. Dexterity saving throw.
For everything?
For everything for the secondary damage. It's a 16.
The two skeletons make it. The elephant does not.
Okay, so the skeletons do not take the damage then. Okay. It's a pass-fail.
Oh, for the 16 damage?
No, the 19 damage that the elephant takes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to roll the 3d6, and then only the people that failed it take the damage.
Okay.
And I got 3 ones, so it's 3. But I guess that was a crit, so that was 38 damage, I guess, to the elephant.
Nice.
Sorry. I do not believe the explosion would crit. Even if it did, it'd only be 6. So was there only 2 skeletons on that thing?
Yeah, there's only 2.
Okay. I'm trying to decide if I want to... And we don't see anything as far as other enemies other than this one, right?
You don't.
Okay. 10, 20, 30. I'll move over there. That's my turn.
Gotcha. Grungar.
Grungar is going to move towards the elephant. I assume this is close enough to hit it. He's going to...
You have advantage.
To attack.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to swing his greatsword at it two times. He has advantage on both attacks?
Just one.
Okay. Might need it. 19 and 24.
Both are hits.
Advantage was actually useful because the first roll I got was a 10. So he's going to do 24 magical slashing damage total and a divine smite for 9 radiant damage.
Man, you guys are ripping this guy up.
And while he's here, he's probably going to pick up his javelin, I guess.
Just pull it right out of the elephant's eye. Maeve, it's, I think, your turn.
Okie dokie.
I'll say I'd imagine because of how weak the javelin attack was, it probably hit his leg or something, which would be like right here.
So that's a 13.
13 is what you need.
For the elephant, I should specify.
I assumed, yeah.
And with Grungar right there, sneak attack?
Yes.
Plus the hiding, that wasn't great. Is there a way to roll multiple d6s at once?
You just click the d6 a couple times. 27.
Plus... I don't actually know what to add to that. Let me see. Plus 5, I think.
32 then?
Yeah.
Okay. That your turn?
Yes. Although, I mean, I guess I could do another hide, but I don't have anywhere I want to go, so never mind.
All right. Elephant's having problems hitting Grungar. It's going to swing over to George. 25 and a 14. 25 is a hit. Does 30 damage to George.
Oof.
And that puts Salida up.
Okay, so I've got it contained. I've got scrap wood. I'm basically making a fire and I'm lighting it so I can destroy this.
Okay.
I forgot she was still on table duty.
All right. That was using an object, I'll say. So you still have your full turn as you watch this. Or you could just spend it watching it burn.
I mean, I'm sure it'll burn. I made a good fire. So I guess I could come... Well, wait. Do I have like a shot from where I am?
Yeah, you
there?
Can peek down the hole if you wanted to.
Okay. So
is that
see.
Black scorched part where the hole is?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's right there.
Okay, so maybe could use, well, okay, so you think I can go from there, like some darts or something maybe?
Yeah, you can use any ranged weapon. I think the 15 foot is the only limitation, right, on your darts, or is it 30?
It's 20 for the darts.
Yeah, then you can make it.
Okay, maybe I'll try and take out this skeleton, because maybe I can get him out of here. Let's see. Maybe
did
not,
though.
Did you
take the damage off me instead of the elephant?
I might have. Is that okay?
No, so I should have full hit points.
What was it, 32?
I believe so.
Oh, so is the elephant, like, really low?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do the elephant, then. His darts, not a ton of damage, but... Okay, 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, 8 damage. There we go.
Nice. Piercing, right? I better check this.
I don't know. Where would that
say it?
Should
be marked like with a P or an S or a B.
It probably is piercing for a dart.
For a dart, yeah.
Piercing. Mm-hmm. It's a little image.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming these are not magical darts, so it only takes half the damage. It took 4 instead of 8.
Okay. Well, I got another turn then, right? Another attack?
Extra attack, yes.
Okay.
Come to think of it, Grungar probably could have thrown 2 javelins at first.
Okay, 22 to hit.
Yep.
That's another 8.
Oh, that's what you needed then. And he's dead. The elephant starts falling, lays out sideways. This guy falls 15 feet, so I think he takes a d6 of damage.
That seems pretty unlucky.
All right, Alita up there with a fire cubicle and kills the elephant with a couple darts. It's going to be George's turn.
Did he get damaged legitimately, or did he take another attack meant for the elephant?
No, he got damaged legitimately. Wily, I mean.
The elephant fucked him up.
Yeah.
10, 20, 30. Whoa, bro, you okay? That was gnarly.
You see, like, an imprint on his face of some strange thing, and also, like, the bottom of an elephant foot.
You've got a strange pattern on your head. Do you need me to fix that?
He nods.
He got stamped like Play-Doh.
Okay, I can help you. You have 12 units of healing.
All right, he taps you on the shoulder, and then he's going to try to attack this guy, and he kills him. All right, is that your whole turn, on Wily?
Well, it's difficult terrain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my full movement to get there.
Okay.
And my action to cast Cure Wounds.
All right, so that puts Grungar up.
Grungar is... Can Grungar just charge this way through the elephant, or...
Yeah.
Just climbing over the elephant.
I mean, it's already difficult terrain either way, so, you know.
Yeah.
And he's going to swing his greatsword at the skeleton and maybe kill it. Oh, that's a 12.
So it has one hit point? Or is that to hit?
That's a 12 to hit, yeah.
That is a miss.
He's going to swing again with a 14.
That one hits, though.
For 9 magical slashing damage.
Okay.
Magical slash.
I'm debating whether to throw in a Divine Smite, but I don't really think I need to. Someone else will kill him.
Yeah, well, Philip ran over here just before your turn, and let's see, what is his normal to hit? Plus 8, so he does hit it. 8 damage as well. So yeah, between you two, you do kill it. That brings us out of initiative.
Well, we did. Amazing.
That was fun.
It must be because she took out those gross intestines, man.
They kind of stink. I'm going to come back down.
Yeah, I don't think intestines keep well, you know, for later snacking.
They're mummified, though. Maybe that takes the stink out. Or maybe that makes the stink harder.
Should we open this chest? Maybe get on guard in case it's like a mimic or a trap. Maybe I should investigate it before I open it.
Roll an investigation, if you're doing it anyway.
6.
Seems fine.
Just some sand here.
Let me know if there's a sling in there, man. I don't have very many ranged things that aren't magical a lot. But I'm pretty good with a sling. We used to do tournaments in the Feywild.
Sling. Okay, well, so I'm going to be on guard, but I'm going to open this chest.
Okay, you open the chest and you find a magical sling in it.
Whoa!
Score!
It's just laying in there.
I think this Grungar, one's for
did you. Want that? Did you want that sling? Does anybody want that?
I've got a shiny new bow. I'm good.
I think it's all you, Wily.
But a sling, bro? Like, a sling? Whoa. Like...
Go check it out.
It might take me a minute. This ground sucks, dude.
I love that it says stoned every time that he clicks himself.
Question mark?
We're never sure.
I'm a
little skeptical about the fact that he said, I need a sling, and then it's like, boom, magical sling. So can I investigate it before he touches it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll at advantage as pretty much everybody's investigating with you.
We're all looking. Be careful. I had a 5 to whatever I roll. Oh, geez. That's only a 7. Oh, you said advantage.
Yep. I shouldn't have.
So, 14?
Seems fine.
I think it's good. Try her out.
All right. I reach for the sling.
All right. Roll a charisma save.
Shit.
Oops. Sorry.
3. Well, what's the DC? Because I got a 2.
All right. Yeah, nothing seems to change for you at the moment. But yeah, you seem to have a magical sling in your hand.
Man.
Seem to.
Insulated by your current mental state.
This thing is awesome. It looks just like the one that I had in the Feywild, man. See, look. It even has the picture of the Quetzalcoatl right on there. Some people call it the Quetzalcoatlus, right? Not me. Neither here nor there.
As he's talking about it, and he's saying, look, it even has this on it. The rest of you see that the weapon suddenly has what he's describing on it. Like, you can see the weapon morphing.
This is getting curiouser and curiouser.
Yeah, and see, this has the braided ropes, man, that the strings, right, that you use. The braided thing helps with velocity, man. And when you're, and he's just going on this long tangent about how sling construction helps with accuracy and whatever.
Can I shoot the chest?
The chest? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, the arrow sticks out of it when you shoot it.
Shoot it hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
You even sneak attack it because Wily's there. Yeah, the chest seems normal.
Hey, Philip, want to give us a heal?
Oh, is that something you want? Let me find his heal.
I got potions.
Something that doesn't take a long rest to recover from.
If you give him 10 minutes, he'll do prayer of healing.
I feel like Wily's probably got at least 10 more minutes of story left in him.
I look in the chest to see if there's any, like, sling bullets in there. Oh, where's the ammunition, man? And I start looking around for stones if I don't find any.
Yeah, you find stones in the chest.
Ah, that's what I needed. And then
wait a minute. Were those there before?
You see him reach in, Miley reach in, grab nothing, and then all of a sudden he has stones in his hands.
Is this like a Wiley specific?
What'd you say, Alita?
Is this a Wiley specific thing? Oh, go ahead, Alita.
Oh, she's like rubbing my eyes, wondering what's going on.
I pick up a stone.
Somebody else wish.
And I start getting ready to shoot at the pillar over here.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Philip for some reason.
Heal faster.
Oh, you need concentration? Let me help.
8. Everyone can add 31 to their hit points.
Awesome.
I was scared when I thought it wasn't a heal.
Oh, a lot less people needed hit points than I thought.
Well,
I mean George.
It doesn't reflect, but Wiley was at 57.
That's like half people needed hit points. He's like George, Amir, Alita, apparently Wiley.
Yeah, I don't know how to fix it, though.
So how much did I say? 30-something?
31.
30, yeah.
All right, puts Alita at 78. So let's put her back to 59.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that happens, does it?
So you're not able to do your thing still, I'm assuming.
What thing? What are we talking about?
To go and right-click your character and go to Clash.
Clash.
View info, yeah. All right, I'll look into it. That makes me sad.
So I can go into, if I click Clash across the top, I can access it.
Oh, can you?
Mm-hmm. But when I right-click, I can't access it. But if I go up to the Clash symbol, mm-hmm. I can see all of it, and I can change my hit points at least.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, you can plus or minus. Like, if you get a heal, you can put plus 13 in the first hit point part, and it'll add it automatically. Minus does the opposite. That helps it all.
So, yeah, I attack the pillar with my sling.
Yeah.
Did you like me to roll?
Go ahead and roll a wisdom save.
Okay, that's pretty good for me.
The DC is going to be 15.
Well, I got a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. All right. Yeah, you're starting to see something is off because you believe for a moment that it worked, but you kind of notice like a shimmering, like the visage is fake or something. Something's off about it.
This isn't my sling. I want to investigate it harder.
Okay. Arcana check.
Okay. Oh, plus 0. I got a 19.
Wow. Nice. It's an illusion of some sort.
This isn't even real. Does it disappear from my hand when I say that?
It does not.
Huh.
Should we put it back in the chest and close it up?
So I have an illusionary sling in my hand.
Yeah, well, you have something in your hand, it seems.
No.
What happened when he shot that pillar?
To all of you, nothing. To Wiley, he saw it, like, hit the pillar and look like it did a little bit of damage or something, but he noticed that it something was wrong with the illusion. Like, it didn't work perfectly, and he noticed, like, a flickering to it.
Do I have any insight into what would cause that?
Well, just it's an illusion of something. It wasn't a projected illusion, and it didn't, like, it worked, but you noticed that it was not perfect.
We still have a scroll of dispel magic.
Well, do you want to check it out? I tried to hand it to me.
Roll a charisma saving throw, Wiley.
Oh, maybe I don't want to give it up. I rolled a 1.
Yeah, you feel the sudden urge to keep it.
Nah, just kidding. This is mine, man. You can't have it. It's mine. I found it.
What happens if I try to take it?
Hey, man. You're harshing my mellow here. Like, I found it. I said, hey, I want a sling, and I manifested that in this chest, man. You know how, like, serendipitous this is? Doesn't happen every day, man.
I don't think Wiley wants to give it to you, so you might have to force it from him. Is that what you're planning to do when you say take it from him?
Yeah, like what happens if I start to attempt to take it from him other than him trying to like catfight me back?
Well, that's kind of up to Wiley.
Hey, man, like back off.
I think there's something wrong with it.
Well, it ain't quite the same as the one I had, but I can live with that.
No, I think it's messing with your head.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right. Your head was already that way.
Whoa, that's harsh. George, you're standing way too close to my sling arm, man.
He is going to try to grapple you. His athletics check is 14.
Can Grungar assist him with
that? No, 16. Oh, yeah. Now it's higher. 23.
How strong of a hold is this on me? Pretty strong?
It's 23, so
okay.
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second.
You have two people grappling you right now, to my understanding.
All right, great. I wild shape into a Quetzalcoatl.
Oh, shit.
How big is huge? This?
That's very big.
Like, is this the size of huge?
Yeah, it's 15 by 15. All right.
It's stoned. George?
Do they still, can they still grapple me when I'm huge?
No, not really. Now they're just holding on to you.
Okay.
Just holding your hand.
I'm going to start flying.
All right. They start flying with you.
What happened to the sling?
It becomes part of him. If I recall, like all this stuff morphs into his shape, right?
Mm-hmm. How tall is the ceiling in here?
15 foot, but there is a hole right above you.
You know, honestly, we should just let him have it. We can just let him go through the rest of our fights with this useless sling that doesn't do anything. See if he figures it out. Maybe somebody will knock him in the head hard enough and he'll let it go.
George is like, wish he would have told me that before he started flying away.
I mean, he could have let it go.
I mean, the moment he turns into a bird is the moment you should probably let go. Just
saying. Yeah, you could have let go. Nobody said you have to hold on to him for infinity.
You did.
I land and give him a look like, get off me.
All right.
Okay, I found this specifically for today.
Are you happy you got to use it?
I am. I almost used it against the thing. It's one of my two wild shapes for the day. All a short rest, so I burnt some resources here.
He really loves that sling.
I rolled a one on my saving throw.
I give up. I say, let's let him have it.
I nod yes.
Yes, I like this plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna stay.
What's on his face?
What's what now?
What's on his face? Does he have a shark fin? Sorry.
It's pretty plumage, right?
It might be a horn.
That would make sense. Like a rhino bird.
We want my new info on the thing?
No, that's okay. This is really awkward.
Are you uncomfortable, GM?
George is, yeah.
You can climb down.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, he is a human. So things are really dark and he's just looking at this weird plumage in the shadows.
Feeling some type of way? Need me to hold your hand?
So there's another chest over there. Do we dare?
Sure. Let's mind fuck somebody else. I'm game. What is this in front of me?
Yeah, what is that?
That is a statue that has fallen.
I'll put it in my pocket.
Yeah. Giant statues in your pocket.
I mean, where else did it go? I'm going to investigate this one really hard.
Okay. Well, again, advantage as everybody's hovering around and a bird.
What's the duration on wild shape?
4 hours.
4 hours.
Wow.
I can't read that one die, the high one.
I missed it. So let me pull it up. It was 18 and a 10.
Okay, so the 18 is 23.
The chest seems fine. It's not locked. You're not noticing any mechanical devices on it. Doesn't seem arcane as you run your hands around it.
Guess I'll pop it open. What's inside?
You find inside of it a this.
I had one of these in the Feywild.
Nothing happens as you say that.
I mean, I've never been to the Feywild, so there's none. I mean, it's kind of pretty. Can I eat it or shoot it?
What is it?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out how to fix up a Wily so that he can use its vision.
Oh, I'm just going to attach got nuts.
This image to Wily. All right, so it looks like a... like a strangely shaped tome, like a book, but it doesn't have any pages to it. It's handheld. Basically, to us, it's like a cell phone, it looks like, about that size and shape. Well, tablet, I suppose, to your characters. It looks like an odd magical device, and it starts shimmering when you pick it up, if you pick it up anyway. I'm assuming you did, but you didn't say so.
I was staring at it hard before I decided whether to touch it, having seen what other objects in this room can do to us. Does it require, like, another investigation or arcana to determine whether it's safe to touch it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll arcana.
So that's 18.
Yeah, while you're not sure of its function quite yet, it's obviously something that you can mess with, like the portal device that you found. There's some symbols on there that you recognize that match on the portal device that brought you here.
Oh, interesting. So do any of us have knowledge about what those symbols meant or did, or like how to manipulate them to do things? Or was that like scholars that did it for us?
Between the scholars and all of you, most of them were alchemical symbols, which are detailed in this thing I think you can see to the side here. Not detailed, but I mean, those are the symbols you see on it.
So is this like a remote control?
It's hard to say with it sitting in the chest and you standing 5-10 feet away.
The one at the middle bottom kind of looks like an arrow. So I'm going to assume that's defense system. Security system.
An arrow. This one? Oh, that one.
This one looks like a French horn, so that's probably the entertainment system. Push it, starts playing music. Yeah, I don't know. I'm making this up. Is it like a secret password diary, like was really popular when I was in junior high?
I mean, there's a guy that looks, you know, looks like a dancing guy. That could be the workout program.
Oh, there we go. Funnelhead Fitness.
I was trying to work in a joke about Tybo, but Funnelhead Fitness is better.
They probably do Tybo.
All right, this one right here, you do recognize this symbol. It's the alchemical symbol for air. And then this one's water, the crown looking one. But the other ones you'll have to roll a knowledge check for. And I think you would have advantage if you've alchemical tool proficiency, alchemy tools or whatever.
All I have is an herbalism kit.
Thieves tools, dragon chest, and flute. That's my tools kit, tool proficiencies.
Oh man, we can start a band. I have a yarting.
History, stealth history, and cartographer's tools.
I don't think we have an alchemist on staff here. Philip, are you into alchemy?
He puts away his wood carving tools and he shakes his head no.
We have lots of diverse skill sets here, but no alchemist. Drat, fresh out. I mean, I guess we'll have to like pocket it for now and see if maybe there are some more clues elsewhere.
I would suggest using some cloth to pick it up. Wrap it up or something.
Maybe I can wrap it in my pocket statue.
So if I'm wild shape, I still use my own mental stats, yeah?
Yeah, okay. You do.
So if I look at it, and because these are symbols for like elements, would I understand them because I know like druidic or anything like that? Or is that more like a science and nature kind of thing?
Alchemical, so it's more like potion making, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So no? Okay.
I don't think druidic would help Sylvan.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But some of the symbols do, like I said, match. Like you would recognize air, and you would have recognized it before, probably, the portal device. But the rest of these are going to take like a knowledge check, probably history, I would guess, or so Arcana, whichever. Go ahead and lead us on.
My brewing ability doesn't help with that then?
No, I didn't mean to say brewing.
Okay.
I don't know what the word is for making a potion. I don't think it's brewing, though.
I can't think about anything but this sling that I can't turn back to my real form and use. I rolled a 2.
Knowledge. What would that be on this list?
Arcana or history per each symbol you want to investigate. I'll just make it one symbol.
I'll be right back.
One roll, I mean to say.
Okay, so 17 for history.
17 for history. Which one were you looking at that said it looked like it was dancing or something? Like workout fitness?
So the third one on the top.
This one here, this guy? Okay.
Yeah.
That is burned alum. Alum, I think, is how you say that.
What does that mean?
I am going to look it up because I don't know how to pronounce it. What does it mean, though? It is...
The suspense.
It is like a potassium. It's a mineral, right?
Okay. He's excited because he ate a banana.
Yeah, well, specifically, the symbol indicates heated potassium.
So is that for all the symbols or just for that symbol?
I was like picking a symbol for you to recognize. What was your role?
11.
For Arcana. You were pointing out, I think, this one here, right? Arrow. That one means to purify.
So we definitely need to hit that one a few times and get these undead fuckers out of here.
Well, you do have it. Let me know if you actually do anything to it.
I don't know. I feel like I don't understand alchemy well enough to feel comfortable alchemicaling. Guess I'll look at the ant one. Never mind. Probably follow Alita's advice and like wrap it up in something and pick it up and tuck it away for later. Keep exploring, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, are we going to look at any more of them? Or?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, so, I mean, because it was a good roll. I got a 21 history. You want me to look at that ant one?
Do you know which one I mean?
I mean, it's got antenna, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know which one she meant until you pointed it out. Now it's very obvious. That one is spirit.
Keep it, Carly, spirit.
Now, that one's a bit strange, or not strange, but it could have a dual meaning. It doesn't just mean, like, someone's spirit. It could also literally mean alcohol. You're not sure, because there's no context to these symbols. They're all, like, by themselves. You're not sure the exact meaning of it.
I'm going with alcohol. I like that one.
Wiley is at a door. You do not see a hinge on it, but it's very obviously a door.
Maybe you could, like, peck it.
Do you say that out loud?
I do, but I regret it immediately, I'm sure.
I peck it.
He starts pecking at the door.
What is it, boy? What is it? You want to open the door?
Squaw! I like that Amir jumps in to handle the bird.
Squaw!
The device hanging out my butt.
Yeah, you said you wrapped it up and put it somewhere?
I think the statue's holding it, right?
I was kidding. I neither picked up the statue nor shoved this in the center of it.
You hear a sound as you come to this door come from that device.
Oh, so which one means open?
As you start getting close to that door, that spirit one starts to glow yellow.
We're heading into the brewery.
Or there's a ghost.
This is either drinky drinks or paranormal. We're not sure. Let's find out. I don't want to fight the bird for access to this room, though. So if he'd like to go first, birdies first, by all means.
Also, another one starts glowing. Sorry. This one.
Okay, well, let me roll for that one. 18.
That is a soapstone symbol.
I think it just called you stinky.
It's really high quality alcohol.
Don't worry, I know which one means purification.
Can you describe to me, Maeve, like how you're holding this?
I was just gonna like wrap it probably in, what would I have that's clothy? Probably a blanket and like stow it in my pack. How big is it? Because maybe I could just put it in my like belt pack.
I think we want to see what's happening on it, though.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's like I thought you were investigating it.
Yeah, well, to be fair, if it started beeping or whatever, I probably would pull it out, keep it wrapped in the cloth, but like looking at it. I'll let Maeve study it while I hold it. Not Maeve.
Alita, you notice that as she moves it into your view, the coloration on the symbols change depending on where it's pointing. That spirit symbol glows more and more yellow pointing at the door, but you haven't figured out what is making this glow.
Yeah, what does the soapstone mean? Is the spirit taking a bath?
Does it look fragile?
The door?
No, I pecked the door. It didn't break. Does that tablet look fragile?
It does. It looks pretty robust.
Okay, I pecked the symbol for spirit.
All right. Several other symbols replace the ones that are in view, and you hear the device hum. I mean, try to find the symbols. Hold on. I'm so sorry. I'm kind of putting them above Philip at the moment.
Also, like, brings up a menu of symbols.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know any of those.
I hate to say this after, but I peck that thing and then I fly hop away.
Scaredy bird. Does there seem to be any reaction to his proximity because he's having that sling on his person? I mean, I guess he probably doesn't.
He did mention that he flies away. So as he flies away, that soapstone fades and goes back to normal. And then it gets replaced by the new symbols.
Interesting. So soapstone has to deal with dodo bird or whatever it was called.
So after he pecked spirit, these four symbols eventually popped up.
Are you familiar with any of these? Or does a 19 arcana assist in any way?
The first one. This one is magnesium. I think this one's gold. Yes.
I wish I'd studied harder in chemistry, but I knew what these things together mean. So 18 arcana.
You think this is some kind of combination lock or something to that effect? The symbols are arranged in a manner that would describe, I guess I don't need to go too much more in depth. It's some sort of combination lock that is alchemically written.
And we need to solve it to get into this door, or the door is already open?
The door is shut and seems to be locked at the moment.
Hmm. Yeah, that's only a 5. What do you think, Alita, about Triangle Head over here?
Are you asking her to do an arcane roll?
Or history. I think she was doing history.
We're not. I don't know. Maybe she's not at her computer.
Interesting.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, hi. There she is.
Okay. I don't know why you guys couldn't hear me the whole time. Okay. I got an 11 on Arcana.
All right. That is not enough to recognize the symbol. However, I think everybody's around. Go ahead.
I'll look, but I got a 10. I couldn't tell him anyway, even if I got it.
Can I switch to rolling history instead of arcana? Try again.
No. Grungar, oh. That's a really sad roll.
Yeah. Grungar gets a 0 on arcana.
What about Amir? Is he supposed to have any knowledge in this?
I will turn back into Wily, and I'll give... Who's intelligent? I will give Philip guidance.
That's a D4 to the roll?
Yep.
Oh, this is enough.
Spirits and sulfur go together, right?
Philip shakes his head and is like, demons.
Those are spirits. But then again, booze and sugar go together, too. I don't know. I don't know how to open this lock. Should we just, like, button match?
Do we have to come up with these ingredients?
Well, there's only one way to find out. You said spirits. Oh, wait. There's only one way to find out, man. Like, you just gotta... Sometimes you gotta grab the bull by the horns, and I touch sulfur.
All right, the symbols disappear, and it goes back to showing those symbols here.
Nothing happened to the door.
Nothing happens to the door.
That was the wrong answer, I think.
This is now glowing red.
Oh, shit. I'm not touching it this time.
Is there another door?
No, you don't recall seeing another door.
What about your sling? Is it key-shaped?
I look at it.
Starts looking like this symbol. You see a stone in your sling look like that symbol.
Oh, I touch that symbol.
This door opens.
Oh.
Ma'am, all things, this sling is amazing. And you guys wanted to take it.
Tell me those are statues.
Yes, these are statues you see, or Wily sees.
What about farther?
What do you mean further?
Across the opposite wall.
There's some weird stuff.
Oh, here? That's a statue? That's a statue?
Whoa, man. All right,
let's roll initiative.
Shit!
We're locking everybody in place.
Oh, can't move.
Right, as he goes in and he's just like looking at this statue here.
I got 8 initiative.
Alita is 8. She's already at 8.
I updated 26. Mine to 5.
Grungar gets 9.
Can you edit your own initiatives in that clash thing?
Yep.
All right, cool. So I don't have to update it.
Hold on, let me learn. Which one's initiative?
Far left.
First, yep, far left. Mir, what was his perception? Not enough, Philip. Can't be surprised. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 5, 10, 10.
I can't be surprised now, man?
Wily? Oh, I'm not sure.
This sling is fucking awesome.
No, Philip can't be surprised.
Oh.
I don't know if you have alert or not, but he does.
No.
Okay, so he charges in past you, Maeve, and he, as he's shouting out, he's like, there's something in there, I guess, is what he says, all epically. Grungar, it's your turn.
Something is afoot.
So if Grungar charges in here, like, what exactly does he see?
Let go of your token, and it should update the view, yeah.
Oh.
All right, as you run in there, you see that golem light up all of a sudden. It's like a source of light shining straight forward. So that's what you see. This entire area gets lit up.
It's so lit.
So still your turn, Grungar. I think you move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You're at 35 feet, I think.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, you were here, right? Right next to Alita?
Yeah.
So it's 10, 20, 30.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
now you're off.
So if this is 35, Grungar is probably going to dash. So this is 35.
Normal in here.
Okay. I think this is 45. Then
yeah.
Here is where he can stop. That would be Grungar's turn.
Alita.
Okay. So I think I want to stay a little bit sneaky so that I can come here and maybe do some sort of like investigation on these weird statues because I'm not convinced they're not going to come alive.
That is going to be an action to roll an investigation as you investigate the statue.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, I just got a nat 20.
Okay. The DC on that was going to be an 18. So while you're not sure exactly when it's going to come alive, you're pretty certain as you're looking at the statue. It's like in sand. There's stuff that's not on the map. So it's like recessed a bit into the wall here, actually. And there's sand pouring up to its feet. And you kind of see where it had probably left its post, let's say, before. So there's evidence that this thing has been animated before.
Okay, but I can't, like, see about any of the other ones.
No, you're just at this one investigating this one.
Okay.
However, that being said, a lot of these look similar.
Seems like a pretty big trap. So I'm going to let everybody know. I'm pretty sure all these statues are going to come to life and be a problem.
All right, as you say that, this one, its mouth starts to move and animate and says, got nothing to worry from us.
Oh. One friendly gargoyle, bro.
Well, Mr. Gargoyle, what is this place?
We'll have to chat later. As you can see, you're in a bit of trouble.
Can I do like
a... points with his lip.
His lip. That's crazy.
Points his at lip.
His lip just sticks out.
Yeah. What were you saying? Sorry, Alita.
What would that be? Maybe an insight to see if I like believe him?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to try to remember to put that in the video because it's funny.
Okay
so an insight.
Like,
go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, I got 7.
Okay. Seems fine. No, I mean, he's pointing
totally
at the
friendly.
Bolt guy. Yeah. Well, okay. To clarify, it doesn't sound friendly.
Oh.
Okay. But it's obviously not wanting right now to get involved in your issue with this guy.
Okay. So maybe it's like, we won't come out until after you've beat the golem.
Could be. Okay, so actually you would see more in this room, obviously. You spent a whole action investigating. You think these guard prisoners, as you see like a skeleton laying in here.
Oh.
So they're not focused on intruders. They're focused on keeping people in here.
Okay.
So, after the golem captures us?
Yeah, the golem captures you and then maybe they get involved.
Oh, okay, let's not let this...
Go ahead, Alita.
I was just going to say, let's not let it capture us.
Maeve?
I was just saying, maybe they're slaves to this guy and they'll actually be friendlier after we kill him.
Maybe.
Or pissed, either way.
Is that your turn, Alita? Or do you still have movement?
Apparently. Oh, I have movement. Yeah,
you've
okay.
You've only used 20.
I guess I'll move out of the door and come help. Okay, so wait, is that 40 there then?
So it'd be like 10, 20, 35, 40, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, if that's your turn, it's Maeve.
So since I'm in the square before the room, is it 10 to step into the room?
Yep, it'll be 10 and then 15, etc.
Does anything happen to the device when I step over the threshold?
No, that spirit symbol is still glowing red.
I kind of don't know what to do with the device. I don't want to like drop it.
Can you strap it to you?
Yeah, can I sew it in my like belt pack?
There you go.
Is that one of those free actions or is it an action?
Use an object action, which you get one free one every turn.
Okay, so then I would draw my bow or rapier, I don't know. Rapier, I guess. I'll draw my rapier. It's a small room. I think that would be my turn.
Okay, Wiley.
So all I can see is this light.
Yep.
So 5, 10, 15. I still only see light. 20. Oh, I see something. It looks bad. I'll sling it.
Okay.
All right. So I have a +3 because of my proficiency. Because I'm proficient, right?
Yep.
All right. That's all I have.
You just have a +3? So
yeah.
You rolled a 3?
No, I'm rolling right now.
Okay. Well...
Whoa, I rolled a 15, 16, 17, 18. I have 0 dex.
Oh, okay. You have an 18. That is a hit.
Oh, right. Does it do normal sling damage?
Go ahead and roll your normal sling damage +1. So actually,
I have no idea.
+1 weapon.
I have no idea.
I think it's a D6. Let's 5E. Just do a D6 for now.
D6? Okay. What's the point of slinging 5E, says Reddit? all right. Oh, it's a D4. I should have just done the D6 with you. That's okay. D4. 30, 120 is the range. So 5. 10.
I mean, it is magical. Maybe it's like a sling +2.
1d4. That seems so underpowered. All right.
What is the point of slings?
It's terrible. I just thought it'd be cool. 3 points of damage. And that is my turn.
I remember using these with kobolds. So yeah, as soon as you said D4, I was like, oh yeah, that's why I don't like these.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's your turn.
Yeah, my entire turn. Yeah. But I love
you don't
this
have extra
sling.
Attack.
Nope.
5, 10, 15, 20. All right. Grungar and Wily both make dexterity saving throws.
That is not my strong suit, sir.
Well, I'm really sorry. Make a wisdom saving throw.
That's way better.
You get a +4 bonus to your saving throws.
Oh, sweet.
Actually, no, it's +3. sorry.
Okay, well, that's still good. I got a 17 then. I rolled a 14 on my dex saving throw, which is at plus zero. Thank you very much.
Grungar gets a total of 20.
All right, you both make the save as the light on that's coming from the middle of its chest flashes really, really bright. Manage to look away in time. I think this thing took its hit. Rolled a 21 on Grungar, and it definitely hit. Wait, no, that's the wrong thing. 11's a miss. 16's also a miss. Okay, that's its turn for now.
I put my hands up. Sorry, officer.
I think I drew the wrong weapon.
Grungar, go ahead.
Grungar is going to swingy greatsword. Oof. Those are both misses, I'm guessing. 10 and 11. That would be Grungar's turn.
Alita.
Okay.
Do you need a minute? Because Maeve can go while you're doing that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, go ahead, Maeve.
So, I don't know. Like, it seems like it'd be hard to shoot in this place because of all the, like, crowdedness. But it also seems like it'd be hard to crowd up to this thing. So I don't know. If I step into his light, do I have to make that save?
No.
I think that's 25. That's plus 8, so 19 to hit.
That's a hit. Oh, it actually gets 3 attacks. 21. Mm-hmm. So one hit on Grungar for 21 damage.
21 damage?
Meow. Yep.
That's a lot of damage.
How much damage does Maeve do?
Working on it. 16 plus 5, I think.
Is that with sneak attack?
Yeah. And that is, what, 21?
Yep. That's a magical rapier, if I recall, yes?
Yeah, it's just plus 1.
That your turn? All good.
So would I be able to smush in here?
Yeah.
So I'll do a bonus disengage and do that.
Maybe one smush.
Yeah, with this, what do you call it? Fossilized guy over here. I can't think of what it's actually called.
Oh, God. I haven't watched Jersey Shore in a while. All right. That's your turn then. You're disengaged.
Yep.
Okay. Alita, are you ready?
Maybe.
If not, we can use Wily.
Okay. So let's see. Let's use my spear. Look at the map. Oh, well, he's kind of too far away for anything, isn't he?
No, you can make it.
So what's...
I'm trying to get into melee.
Well, no, I'll do the ranged. What's like the 20 over 60?
20 feet is your range, so you have to move up behind George. 60 feet is how far you can throw it at disadvantage.
Oh, interesting. So,
so 20 feet, normal, 60 feet, disadvantage.
So if I move up here, I'm okay? That's... Oh, I can't figure out the...
Measuring, yeah, it's in range now.
Okay. Okay, that's 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
13 damage.
Okay.
It's 13 hit.
No, that's a miss.
Okay, well, that's probably it then.
Okay. Wily.
So I think about stepping forward to use the Primal Savagery spell, which is the cantrip. How do I feel about that?
Feel pretty good.
All right.
If you're talking about the sling, no, it doesn't compel you to use it.
All right. I will move forward. Or maybe can't grab character. Don't know.
Oh, yeah, because, hold on, let me get rid of this light thing.
Oh, is that why? Because it's like under a thing?
Yeah.
I will step up next to Grungar. We got this, bro. It's a 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
That's a whopping 6 points of damage. I rolled a 5 and a 1 on those dice. That's it. You got this.
Was one of those poison damage?
Poison? It's, I don't think so. Hold on, maybe. Deliver a corrosive attack and hit target takes acid damage.
All right. So it's immune to acid.
Oh, so it takes zero damage.
Yeah, but it's not just the acid, right? It's something else?
No, it is.
Okay.
Target takes 1d10 acid damage. Now, because I'm over fifth level, it takes 2d10. So yeah, it's an acid attack.
That always sucks when... So, like, you fought golems just upstairs. Let's say you would have known this.
Oh, I don't think I would have.
No, fair enough. Okay.
Because it's worked on everything in this dungeon so far.
Did it work on the golem upstairs?
I don't remember if I hit the golem in this form. I think I was wild-shaped then.
Yeah, and I think you... Oh, yeah, you were the snake wrapped around it. So, yeah.
No, that's snake.
I think you're right. That sucks. Sorry.
No, it is what it is.
All right, it's having problems hitting Grungar.
It's got a big old target in front of him now.
Yeah. I don't think the golem's smart enough to switch attacks. I think it focuses on people. So it's going to stick to Grungar, actually. And it, how long does haste work on it? Until the end of its next turn. So it still has haste. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. So it's just normal. Two attacks. One's 27. The other's 13. So one hit. 21 damage again to Grungar. Yeah. Now, Grungar, you need to make one constitution saving throw.
15.
Okay, you beat it. That's good. That's really good. It's your turn, Grungar.
Grungar is going to continue swinging his greatsword. 20 and 16.
Both are hits.
There's going to be 24 magical slashing damage, as well as a divine smite at second level for 18 radiant damage.
All right, 12 and 18. That's your total damage?
24 and 18.
24. Oh, then I need a... Okay, is that your turn?
Yes.
Alita.
Okay, so, I mean, I guess my spear's stuck in him now, right? So switch to...
No, I think it's returning.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So a nat 20 to hit.
Boom.
That's nice. So you would roll your damage dice twice for that spear, add it together, and then add the plus static damage.
Okay, 11.
All right, what's your next attack?
22.
That's a hit.
And 13 damage.
Nice. Anything else?
I guess I'm going to stay here.
Okay. Maeve.
So, can I squeeze through here?
Yes.
That doesn't provoke yet?
No.
Okay, now I stab him. 28 piercing magical damage.
Damn. Did you attack him?
I don't know, maybe I didn't.
Maeve is inevitable.
She does psychic damage.
No!
Now I'm using the imaginary sling.
All right, hold on. Let's see if he had advantage. No.
That's awesome. I'm like, of course I hit one.
That's a lot of damage. Go ahead, Kit.
It's like you envision yourself striking a strong blow against him and then only to trip.
I need to stop building myself up.
I got this.
Anything else?
I don't believe so. I'll do the disengage again. The end.
Wily.
Grungar's looking hurt. I'm gonna pat him on the shoulder and say, "You got this, brudda," and cast Cure Wounds for 26 points of healing.
Is that your turn?
I stick my tongue out at the guardian. That's my turn.
Grungar's just gonna let out a war cry and be like, "Yeah!"
Okay, so what happens? Okay, so I have to roll a d6. Another flash of light. This time it's going to be directed at Grungar and George. Both of you need to make a dexterity or wisdom saving throw, whichever's higher.
George will get a +3 bonus.
Okay, that's good. That helps him make it. All right, so now it's his turn to...
Grungar gets a 16.
All right, you're good too. As that flash happens, he starts swinging again at Grungar. 11 is going to be a miss. 16's a miss. And he is not hasted because you made your con save. That makes it Grungar's turn.
Grungar's going to swing his greatsword. 19 and 18 to hit.
Two hits.
It's going to be 31 magical slashing damage.
Exactly on the dot?
Yeah.
All right. The lights in its eyes start going out as you finish hitting it with your last attack there. And it goes off the board.
Hey, what city are we from again?
Who?
All of us. Like, where's the king from? We're adventurers for?
Elkwood.
Elkwood?
Yeah.
Elkwood. Fuck yeah. Would have been better if I remembered it.
No, that was actually pretty good. What city we guys are we from?
That's stoned quality. Stoned? Question mark? Yes.
Yep.
This gargoyle's like, woo! Elkwood, nice job.
I do the air guitar from Bill and Ted.
So that bodes well for the odds of them immediately turning on us after he goes down.
And that's where we'll pause the session because it is 10:30. Oh, I will say one more thing. So sorry. This symbol stops glowing red now.
Oh, so okay. We turned him on earlier. We fed him sulfur.
Yeah,
he
we did.
Sulfur.
I don't know if we is it, though.
Wily Bird. That's what that form is called now. Wily Bird.
Wily Bird. All right.
I gotta go. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Night. Fun doing chemistry together. Or no, I mean alchemy or demon hunting.